Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from Dallas, Texas. Well, folks, my voice is still a little hoarse today, and I hope that you can still understand me. As a common practice, I always asked my patients to express their three biggest fears. I always felt that this was a very important question in healthcare. It's an awesome self-observation technique, and the answers are always really interesting and pretty much on target. If someone feared being alone, they were usually living alone, or they were lonely in a relationship. As I always say, there are probably more people who are lonely in relationships than there are in people who live alone. If they feared being poor, more than likely they were already living in a financial crisis, or they might be greedy. If they feared having a miserable job, they probably already had one, or they were unemployed. If they feared taking care of a sick family member, they were already doing that, or they were angry that a family member was sick. If they feared losing their relationship, they were insecure and filled with low self-esteem, or they had a previous relationship that was plagued with infidelity. And the fear of being sick, well, there they were sitting in my office. Most of the time, a fear is something that we are currently standing in or is something that we need to clear from our past if we desire to grow. One day I decided to ask myself these same questions because I do practice whatever I fear I use to push me forward. What else could there be that would make me fearful? Well, strangely enough, the same day I was postulating fears, I was driving along with an acquaintance of mine when she posed the question that piqued my worst fear. She said, "How long have you had long hair?" I said, "Well, I've had long hair since I was a little girl." Oh, now whoa. Now I had to think about this one. My response was, since I was a little girl. I'm very analytical, folks. What childish thing was I holding on to? All of a sudden, I knew getting my hair cut was the worst fear of my life. In fact, really, my worst fear was to get my hair cut short by a stranger. I was so attached to my hair that I wouldn't get more than an eighth of an inch cut at a single appointment. Now, this was really big. I was actually afraid to do it. But if I was going to challenge other people to face their fears, I had to do the same thing. I thought I'd been living a fairly conscious life, but it was at that moment that I realized I was severely attached to my hair. I would also challenge my patients to address their fears within 3 days. So there I was, within 3 days, I found myself sitting in a stylist chair that I didn't even know. My worst fear of getting my hair cut short by a stranger was about to be realized. The stylist had recognized me as being the client of another stylist and informed me that he had the day off. I shared with her my desire to conquer a fear and that I was sitting in her chair on purpose. The stylist asked if I wanted a smidgen taken off the bottom as usual, and I said, "No, cut my hair. If you think I need my head shaved, then go ahead and shave my head." With a hint of anticipation and a smile, she put a ponytail in my hair, took the scissors, and cut sharply 2 feet of hair. Within 3 seconds, she was holding my 2-foot ponytail in her hand. Now, for those of you who are wondering, yes, I did donate my hair. I still prefer to wear long hair, but it's important to recognize why I had a fear of getting my hair cut. Fears can manifest into many things: vanities, lust, greed, jealousy, envy, pride, insecurity, doubt, anger, resentment, gossip, and anything else that doesn't sound good. It's important to identify and confront our fears and the emotions and behaviors that create them. In doing so, we have the opportunity to purge that fear from our life and create a life that is less anxious and more calming. Now get out there, go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Dainada Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.